One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
for London.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on band.video, Rockfin, Odyssey, Vigilante.tv, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate your support. We know you have a ton of choices out there. The website is theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Macroaggression. I have a new sponsor that's super important. I think everybody needs to listen to this. Just give me a minute and let me explain who they are and why we need them. I was having a conversation a month and a half ago with Tony Arterburn. He's my gold and silver guy. He's the over at Wise Wolf. And he's also the fill-in host for David Knight. He's a good guy. We're friends, and he was chatting with me about, oh, we got on the topic of something legal related. And he said, are you familiar with Legal Shield? And I was like, I've heard the name, but I don't really know much about it. Why? And he said, look, I think you need to understand this company for yourself, and then it might be a good fit for your audience as well. So he explained it to me. He put me in touch with his contact over there, and it was a fit right from the beginning. I think this is something everybody needs to check out. So what is it? Legal Shield has been around since 1972, same as me. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. They've been doing this quite a long time. What it is it's the collective buying power of the groups purchasing access to high-powered attorneys in your area. Yeah, exactly. This is why Tony mentioned it to me. It's really smart to do. And it's surprisingly affordable too. It's less than a dollar a day. It's like $29.95 a month for this. I'll tell you what it gets you access to. It gets you access to a law firm in your area, not some down and out law firm, like a high power firm. The one in my area, I know very well. They're the best, they're one of the best, maybe the best in the area. The average attorney that Legal Shield uses has 22 years of experience. So you're not getting some guy fresh out of law school or anything like that. This is a big deal. So I think that people should check this out. we have a website, a landing page called don'tgetpushedaround.com. If you go there to that website, www.don'tgetpushedaround.com, you can read all about it, all the packages that are available. There's a legal plan that will that's like $29.95 a month, but there's a combo that adds in identity shield and ID shield. You need that. That's going to be credit monitoring, reputation management, password manager. All these things are available there. You can add on a small business plan too if you run a small business like I do. So look, let me ask the question. Real simple one. When was the last time you updated your will? Ever? Do you have a will? Okay. Because if you go to an attorney right now to get a will, that's $1,000. Okay. If your spouse wants one too, and they probably do, that's another $1,000. Okay. Right there, you could pay this off for 6 years. Do you need a medical directive? Do you need a financial power of attorney? These are things that you need that nobody wants to spend money on, right? Talk about the last thing you want to spend your money on is some legal documents, but you've got to have this stuff. Something goes wrong, somebody in your family dies, you die, you pass away, and leave your estate in shambles. Not only are your family members going to be sad that you're no longer there, you're also going to leave them with a catastrophe, a legal mess. So I'll tell you what, do this. If you are so inclined, if you are interested, just go to the website and check it out for yourself. But what you need to know is this. On day one, if you sign up for this, you should, and you can, and you need to, immediately contact that law firm that's in your area. Set up an appointment with them. Say, I want to come in and get my last will and testament for myself and for my spouse. I want to get a medical directive. I want to get a financial power of attorney. I want all that stuff right now. And make sure you use it in the first month, because then you'll know it works and you'll be obviously justified in spending the money that you're spending. This is a home run, right? They tell us equal justice under the law. That's what we're promised as Americans. Does anybody buy that? Yeah, right. Equal justice under the law. We all know that's nonsense, right? You are protected depending on how good your attorney is. So if you have contracts that need to be from this point on, you have an attorney. If someone sends you a contract to sign, you send it to them first. You send it to your lawyer first. You don't do that. You don't deal with that stuff. If work wants to have you sign some new health directive, some new health document that they've got at your business and you're not sure, you send that to your attorney first. You have some sort of traffic situation, tickets and things like that, you talk to them. Okay. You now have representation. Thank God. All right. So take advantage of this opportunity. Think about it. You know, I think the theme of this show has been proactivity. Be proactive, don't be reactive. This is being proactive. Luckily, it doesn't cost you much, okay? $30 a month or so, and you're going to have this protection. Immediately use it right off the bat. Get these documents set up. And then from this point on, you know that you have somebody that you can reach out to if you need it. So the website is www.don'tgetpushedaround.com. That's my personal website that you will go to. From there, you'll see everything over at LegalZoom where you can sign up for the programs and everything. I've got it. I did it. I feel idiotic for not knowing about this or not doing it sooner, but I'll tell you, better late than never. So look, get your stuff sorted out. Take a look at this. Think about it for yourself and your family. Oh, by the way, if you're protected, when you sign up for the legal plan, it covers you, your spouse, and your kids too, okay, that are like under 18 years old. So it's not just for you, it's a family plan. So don'tgetpushedaround.com, check it out, see what you think. Also to our other newest sponsor, Solar Power Lifestyle, again, with the proactivity. Like, I'm not saying you have to put solar powers on your house and go green like that. Okay. If you choose to, they have the options there for you. If you need to finance it, they have that too. I'm talking about little portable kits, little ones you can take on the go with you when you're going on a trip, or where maybe you need it at work. Maybe you just want it for emergencies, things like that. Solarpowerlifestyle.com is the place to go to check it out. They have all the biggest names. They have EcoFlow. They have Jackery. They have free shipping inside the United States on all products. They have a 30-day price match guarantee. Use the promo code MACRO to save yourself a little bit of money, but Solar Power Lifestyle is making it happen. They're veteran-owned, family-owned, small business. They like our show. We like that. You know, it's not required, but it certainly does help. But if you're thinking about, you know, if you're just thinking about having a little backup plan, this would be a good one to use. So keep them in mind. SolarPowerLifestyle.com, promo code MACRO. Just use that on the on your way out to save yourself a little bit of money. Well, I have good news and I have bad news. Just kidding. I have only bad news. No, that's not really true. Okay. The good news is that Joe Biden's not in charge. We all kind of knew that, you know, we weren't really that fooled. The bad news is that one of the worst organizations in the world is the one that's actually pulling the strings on him. We have now discovered that. We have found it out. Now it makes perfect sense why he's doing what he's doing. But I think that people need to understand that the decisions that the Biden puppet is making are coming from somebody else. Now we've known that. I mean, clearly he's not in charge of anything. He's barely capable of not shitting his pants. So we know that he's not really running the world. But of course, then the follow-up question is, well, if he's not, then who is, right? And so it's like, well, is it the World Economic Forum? Kind of, right? They've got some of the same overlaps. We've discussed this as being like a Venn diagram of interlocking circles. You can be in the World Economic Forum camp. You can be in the United Nations camp. You can be in both, right? But there's another group that's pulling the strings on the Biden puppet, and that's the Trilateral Commission. Now, this is a group that doesn't really get the sort of love that you would think, because they sort of fly under the radar, partly because a large component of what they do or what they specialize in has to do with banking. And banking is really boring, so a lot of people don't get too, you know, caught up in the banking component. But when you're dealing with conspiracies, as they say, banking is really where you need to look, because so much of the, well, obviously the funding mechanism comes from there, but there's so much fraud and nonsense happening in the banking industries. And it's disguised by the fact that most people just aren't good at math and they don't understand it, or they don't want to understand it, or, you know, finance is difficult and confusing and what would I, you know, so it's hidden by the perceived complexity of it all. But once you tear that apart, what you find is that it's just a con game, right? It's just a scam on top of a scam. And the Trilateral Commission is one of the organizations, one of the globalist world organizations that is looking to build a one world government. And they are doing that in part through the use of the economic side of this. So that's the reason why they're heavy into banking, but they're not necessarily just content with banking. They want a one world government. And how do you know that the Trilateral Commission wants a one world government? You know, besides them coming out and saying it. Well, you know that because David Rockefeller started it with Zbigniew Brzezinski. And these are two guys that are very much on the record talking about how they want a one world government controlled by them that is that answers to no sovereign nation, but is instead just part of a collective government. So you know it's bad when David Rockefeller is involved. You know it's evil on a scale you probably have never imagined when you find out that David Rockefeller is also not just involved, but the creator of it. And the Trilateral Commission is definitely part of this. Now, it started in 1973, and part of what they're looking to do is consolidate power, however that, in whatever form and fashion that is, banking power, you know, but consolidating power in order to overthrow governments and remove national sovereignty. Now, as somebody that speaks at anarchist conventions and wrote a book with one of the, I guess, most high-profile anarchists, the idea of overthrowing governments and removing national boundaries kind of sounds like a good thing to me, except that it's David Rockefeller's idea for it. So he doesn't, you know, he's not saying let's get rid of these evil governments because then we can all live in peace and harmony. He's saying, I'm tired of having to bribe these governments. Can't we just overthrow these guys and be done with it once and for all so that we can run the world? So they're definitely coming at this from a globalist side, which should come as a surprise to nobody. But I want to explain a little bit about who they are, what they're doing, why that matters to us. And then once you understand what they're all about, then we'll kind of take a look at the current state of things and you'll go, oh, well, wait a second. This looks like maybe Biden is on board with these plans, the things that the Trilateral Commission wants and talks openly about seem to be the same kind of insane things that Joe Biden is starting to push. And now it makes a little bit more sense. So we've always known that, or for the last 2 years or so, that Biden and his group of maniacs have been in charge. We know that the things that they are doing are not in our best interest. As Americans in particular, they're not in our best interest. We can look at them and you would just go, what are you doing? Why are you doing all this? Like, if I were trying to destroy America, I couldn't do a better job than to do the things that you guys in the Biden administration are doing. So are you just really bad at your job, or is this your job? Is your job actually to destroy America? Well, let me tell you, when you find out what the Trilateral Commission is up to and what they want and who they are and who runs it, I think Joe Biden is actually doing a very good job. The problem is we're making some assumptions about what his job actually is. So let's get into the Trilateral Commission a little bit about who they are and what they want. So it's three components. It's North America, Europe, and Asia coming together. They don't care about Africa. They don't care about the Middle East, although they make some exceptions. So like if you're in the Europe group, you know, they'll pluck some people out of the Middle East and stick them in there, but it doesn't really matter. For the most part, it's North America, Europe, and Asia. They're trying to, it's the trilateral, right? Like triangles. You know how they love triangles, right? They could have just put a big eyeball at the top of it and just got over, you know, gotten this whole thing over with. I mean, my God. So what it's made up of, what this group is made up of are senior policymakers, business leaders, the media, and academia, the four legs of the dumbest stool in the world, right? Senior people in government, business leaders that are fully captured by this fascistic government, the corporate whore media, and the blue-haired dipshits in academia. What could possibly go wrong, right? Okay, so this is what they want. and I will allow you the freedom and flexibility to laugh your ass off when I tell you the three things that they desperately want. Commitment to the rule of law, as they're simultaneously breaking it. Open economies and open societies. You mean like George Soros wants with his Open Foundation that's working on opening up economies and societies? The answer is yes, exactly like what George Soros wants. And last, democratic principles. They're all about democratic principles, right? Yeah, I'm sure. So so in the North American group, there's 124 members. And by the way, they've capped these. They're very specific about the number of people. 124 people in the North American group, 184 in the European group, and 96 members of the Asia Pacific group. That includes Australia, China, India, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, and Thailand. And there's a stipulation, though. So if you are in the Trilateral Commission, you can't hold public office while you're in that, while you have that membership. You can remove yourself, go into public office, serve your time, then come back into the commission. And that happens all the time. But while you are in it, you have to not be involved in working like in Washington, D.C., in the Biden administration. You can't be a member of the Trilateral Commission and be working in the Biden administration. But you can most certainly have been in the Trilateral Commission for the last decade, resign, go in, well, resign, you know, it's like put yourself on hold, basically, go into the Biden administration and start wreaking havoc. And then once you're done being an economic hitman for the Trilateral Commission, you can then rotate back in. So they have some standards. And I'm going to get into a list. I've got all the people from the Biden administration that are Trilateral Commission members. And the list is terrifying, as you might imagine. So what they're seeking is, and this is their words, not mine, but again, it'll come as no surprise to you. They want a new international economic order. An international order, like a world order, like a new world economic order. Let's just call it what it is. It's the New World Order's economic division. And that's the trilaterals, of course. Again, David Rockefeller, founder of the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, founder of the United Nations as well. So again, you can be part of both of these groups. In fact, these groups all sort of work well with one another. I'm sure there's a little bit of infighting from time to time, but for the most part, they're all pushing towards the same goal, which is more for them and less for you. So let's talk about this. I'm going to read a quote from Zbigniew Brzezinski. This is this just sets the tone. And if you don't know who he was, well, he's Minka Brzezinski's dad. Minka from Morning Joe, you know, that show on MSNBC that she does with Joe Scarborough, her co-host who she married, the guy who, you know, when he was in politics in Florida, had a dead intern in his office just turn up. Nobody asked any questions about that. Nobody went to prison. Isn't that weird? That's weird. But I guess if you're in the with the right circles, then all that stuff just magically disappears. But anyway, that guy that may or may not have murdered his intern is married to Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter. That will be important because the media plays a role in this whole thing. So this is from Zbigniew Brzezinski. I remain convinced that collaboration among our regions is of the utmost necessity. This collaboration must be dedicated to the fashioning of a more just and equitable world order. This will require a prolonged process, but I think we can look forward with confidence and take some pride in the contribution which the Commission is making. He is talking about the mission that of ending national sovereignty. So as much as I'm anti-state and I'm anti-state to my core, the idea of ending national sovereignty sounds great unless you realize that they intend to end the national sovereignty because they're trying to create a one world government. It's not that they're anti-government. They depend on the government. They infect the government. They use the government. They're not anti-government. They're just anti-small regional governments. They want a one world government. Oh, I'm sorry. A new international economic order. I almost forgot. So that's what they want. There's no sort of gray area here. It's in their charter. They talk about it. This is what they want. So for everyone that's like, oh, you conspiracy theories with your ideas about what these guys starting a one world government. It's like, just go to their fucking website. Okay. Just read it for yourself. I could make it up if I wanted to, but why would I? I don't need to. So it's all right there. They explain what they want to do. They make it very, you know, it's very glossy and it looks nice. And there's all these multicolored people and they're just helping. Don't you know? They're just helping to bring banking to the world because that's been so successful over the millennia, right? So let's talk about who's in this group. Well, there's a bunch of people that you probably wouldn't notice or remember their names or anything like that, but they're hardcore bankers, people in the, people in and not just banking, but finance and big business too, insurance companies, a lot of the people that you would expect, you know, a lot of the companies. I'm going to read off some of the companies, but I'm going to read off some prominent names from the North American group. And then we can put on our Kanye West Adidas hat and we can pick out, play the game. What do all these people have in common? Michael Bloomberg, Michael Chertoff, Ash Carter, former Secretary of Defense, Larry Fink, Henry Kissinger, David Rubenstein, founder of the Carlyle Group, Bob Zelick, and our good friend, who's since passed away, Jeffrey Epstein. All members of the Trilateral Commission. What do they all have in common? Oh, yeah, they're all Zionists, okay? Admitted Zionists, which, again, I was joking about the Kanye stuff, but just to clarify this, Zionism is a political designation, not a religious one, okay? So I wasn't really going Kanye, I was just kind of kidding, but this is their political designation, and this is a very vocal group, and they all happen to be in the Trilateral Commission. And like I said, Jeffrey Epstein was a member for many, many years. I wonder why. Isn't that weird that Jeffrey Epstein would be a member there? I mean, is he in charge of a commitment to the rule of law, open economies and societies and democratic principles? I mean, yeah, clearly. He was into open something, open marriages, opening up the age of consent. But he was not committed to democratic principles. He was not committed to the rule of law. See, this is the thing. None of these people are. You think David Rubenstein and Henry Kissinger give a shit about the rule of law? Kissinger's on the record saying the illegal we do right away, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. But yes, we're about the rule of law. So get the fuck out of here with this nonsense about these are your guiding principles of the Trilateral Commission. Just stop. You had me at David Rockefeller. Okay. That's all anybody needs to know. But let's go on. Let's examine. So who are the companies that are parts of this? It's not to say that every company that's a part of the Trilateral Commission is evil, but let's just say that they're evil adjacent, right? They're not too far away from it. Not everybody that works at these companies are horrible people, and not everybody that works at these companies are in on the plan. But the people at the very top are, that's for damn sure. Because like I said, you wouldn't be a member of the Trilateral Commission or the World Economic Forum, or the United Nations, if you didn't understand exactly what the plan is. Now, I think that when you work at Apple, and you're Tim Cook, and you're the guy sitting on the board of directors at Apple, you know exactly what the Trilateral Commission is doing, what they're all about, and where they're taking this thing. But if you're somebody that's making schedules for people to come in and get their iPhone serviced at the local Apple store, I assure you, you're not in on the plan. So let's be clear, just because these companies are on the list doesn't mean that all of the people that work at the companies are in on it or that they know anything about this. In fact, I would say it is much like the Trilateral's logo, which is a pyramid. A lot of people at the very, very, or, you know, a few people at the very, very top have all the information. They understand what the plan is, and everybody else is just going along for the ride. Depends company by company. Some of these companies, I bet you more and more people that work there know what's going on, but we'll go through them. This is not meant to be a full list, but these are just some of the groups that you might recognize by name. So let's start with Boeing. They make airplanes. MasterCard. MasterCard is deeply involved with the World Economic Forum, and they are the first group that's putting forth a carbon tracking credit card for you. So be very wary of MasterCard. And of course, like I said, they're Trilateral. Apple, TikTok, Bridgewater Capital. That's Ray Dalio's. Ray Dalio seems to be pretty much like, you know, seems to know what's going on. But look, when you're a multi-billionaire guy, you also know the bad stuff too. So I'm not going to let him off the hook. So Bridgewater's on here. Lockheed Martin, obviously. Apollo Global. Leon Black started Apollo Global. Remember him? You remember his best friend was Jeffrey Epstein? I wonder what they talked about when after Jeffrey Epstein got murdered and after Leon Black had to step down because he was, you know, up to his knees and underage kids. Estee Lauder is on this list, but that'll come as no surprise to anybody who knows who Ron Lauder is. He's heavily involved with the World Jewish Congress and also the mega group. So that's not good. The Dean of Columbia Climate School. Oh my God. Let's play a game called Guess What Color Hair the Dean of Columbia Climate School Has. I'm going to go with bright blue, but that's just a guess. Okay. Professor of Government at Harvard Kennedy School. By the way, Harvard in general is kind of a university that you kind of need to keep your eyes on because so many of these deep state cocksuckers come out of there. but specifically the Kennedy School of Government. That's like where you go for your like graduate degree. You've got like Kissinger coming out of there, Klaus Schwab coming out of there. It's not good. Okay. The only thing good about it is that Kennedy's name was on it. They hijacked that to put a bunch of deep state scumbags through there. So the chief legal counsel for the Department of Homeland Security is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The chief economist of the State Department, the deputy op-ed editor for the Washington Post is there. Gee, I keep getting told that the media is fair and balanced, but yet these Washington Post people keep showing up at these globalist deep state conferences as invited guests and welcome members, like the deputy op-ed editor for the Washington Post. But luckily, nobody else from the media is going to be, senior political analyst from CNN is there. Well, that happens. The dean of public policy from Harvard Kennedy is a member. Brookings Institute senior fellows are a member. Columbia University is a member. New York Times, of course. Johns Hopkins, of course. If you need a good simulation to go live when you're the Trilateral Commission, you have to have Johns Hopkins in there, because where would we be without SPARS, Event 201, Dark Winter, Crimson Contagion, you know, all of the drills that magically go live. McKinsey and Company is on there. the CIA is a member. What a surprise. Kissinger Associates, again, shocking. Chief Washington correspondent for NBC and MSNBC. So all the captured media are members. We've got Alibaba is on this. KKR with Kravitz, Cole, and KKR, I forget the R, Roberts, because General Petraeus is a member of the KKR board, and he's a member here. We've got the Hoover Institution. We've got the Rockefeller Foundation. We've got Merrill Lynch. We've got a pretty good group of bad guys and companies that are associated with bad guys as members here. So again, if you're just wondering, I mean, if their bios or if the mission statement of the Trilateral Commission doesn't give it away when they talk openly about wanting to eliminate sovereignty and create a one world government that they run, then just go off of the people that are members. You know, as they say, like you're judged by the company that you keep. When you decide that it's a good idea to have Larry Fink, Henry Kissinger, Bob Zoellick, Jeffrey Epstein, Michael Bloomberg, and Michael Chertoff as members of your group, well, then that's a group I don't want anything to do with. Okay. So those are the bad guys. We know that. They've been established as such. They also have a deep, these guys are Zionists. Okay. And that's affiliation and loyalty towards Israel over America. So they might be in the North American group, but they don't work for North America. I think we've established that. But what about the European group? Who's in this group? Well, I went through and I just found, you know, a lot of the names won't ring a bell, but I wanted to mention and at least have it out there, the groups that they work for, the titles that they hold and the companies that they represent. Because again, these are public institutions. We have the benefit of them being public. We get the benefit of their membership list. Now, they say they're not doing anything wrong, and of course, we couldn't expect them to admit to anything, but we know what they're up to. So when we look at the membership list, this is important. Let's use it. Let's figure out who wants to be a member of the Trilateral Commission so badly that they've paid the membership fee and gotten themselves into a very limited group. And when you're talking about the European group, you've got only 184 members that are eligible here, and you've got dozens of countries. So let's talk about who's in there. So we've got Carl Bildt. Now, I'm not going to go through all the names, but this one guy jumps out, Carl Bildt. He is a World Health Organization special envoy for the access to COVID-19 tools, whatever that means. He is a former Euro CFR member. He is the deputy chairman of the Trilateral Commission. So he is one of the big head guys. Okay. So again, let's just say one of the head guys for the Trilateral Commission in Europe is the World Health Organization special envoy for the Access to COVID-19 Tool Acceleration. Again, I don't know what that even means, but you had me at World Health Organization. So we know what's going on here. Now let's get into some of the people that are, you know, some of the European guys that are, and women that are parts of Trilateral. So we've got the head of strategic policy and the chairman, two separate people, of Barclays Bank. We have the chairman of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources. So they're looking at gold. We've got the former editor of the Financial Times. We have the senior advisor, and we also have the former chairman of Lazard Bank. We have the senior director of European affairs for the Aspen Institute. That's not a good place to be coming from. If you have Aspen Institute on your resume, it doesn't mean that you're into skiing. It means that you're into mass murder and globalism. So that's not good. We have the former chairman of NATO Military Committee. We have an international advisor to Goldman Sachs. We have the chairman of Danske Bank. We have the chairman of the Danish Liberal Party. We have Royal Dutch Shell, of course, the United Nations, but specifically the head of agriculture department. They've got to have the head of the agriculture department for the United Nations to talk to the Trilateral Commission, because how else will the Trilateral Commission understand that the United Nations is actively working on starving large segments of the population? So, of course, that person's there. We've got the CEO of DZ Bank. We've got the CEO of BNP Paribas. We've got the Central Bank of Cyprus. We've got the German Marshall Fund. I've done an episode on them before. We have the National Bank of Romania, editorial director of Le Monde, which is media in France. We have the president of the Dutch Central Bank. We have the executive editor of the Evening Standard. We have the Austrian Central Bank. We have the Bank of Finland. We have the former president of the European Central Bank. So we're not messing around here at all. And we have the former chairman of UBS Group. That is the that's the list. Now, it's not all of the people, but it's just, you know, it's the names of corporations that you would recognize. So again, we've got a bunch of bankers. We've got a bunch of NATO and Euro and United Nations, you know, these globalist groups, they're all represented here. This is not in the Asia group, same thing. If you go through the list, there's not a whole lot of names that jump out at you, but it's mostly bankers and media types and things like that. So, but this Trilateral Commission group, it was started in 1973, but it didn't take long for people to figure out exactly who they were and what they were up to. Again, when David Rockefeller is your founder and you know who David Rockefeller is, all you have to do is go look at all the institutions that he's involved with, and they're automatically disqualified, right? That's easy to do. So this is from Barry Goldwater. He was in Congress. He ran for vice president. I don't know. He said 1979. So this is just 6 years after the Trilateral Commission was formed, and Barry Goldwater's out here blowing the whistle on it. And again, I would not want to be seated next to Barry Goldwater on an airplane going anywhere. But this is what he said. The Trilateral Commission is international and is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power: political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. So Barry Goldwater, it was giving it up back in 79. And so it shouldn't be much of a surprise that that things didn't get any better from that point on. So let's talk about this. I want to mention some of the people that have been members of the Trilateral Commission. And I think it's important that you see who came in the past and you'll recognize the names, of course. And then you'll see like who they go for. Like, who do they recruit? Who does a Trilateral Commission recruit? They're not asking me to be a member. They're not interested in the people that I know. They want very specific people, and this will make sense. So four names that will just jump out at you in America. And I would say that, this is like a pretty good Mount Rushmore of evil. George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and Dick Cheney, all trilateral members at some point. Not anymore, but they were all members. So again, H.W. Bush, Clinton, Gore, Cheney, not a group you want to have any sort of association with. So almost all the presidents of the World Bank were trilateral commissions. So if you were the president of the World Bank at some point, almost all of them, I think there was only one person that wasn't a Trilateral Commission member. Almost all of the U.S. Trade Representative nominees were trilaterals. Almost all of the secretaries of state were trilaterals. This is from 1973 onward, of course, because it didn't exist before then. So almost all of the Federal Reserve chairmen were trilaterals. Almost all trilateral members in North America were also CFR members, which is interesting, but that doesn't go the other way around. If you're trilateral, you're definitely in CFR. If you're in CFR, that doesn't necessarily make you a trilateral. There's like 5,000 people in the CFR. And like I said, there's a limited number that make it into the Trilateral Commission. So they only take sort of like the top people or the people that are most useful to them. So the European members of the trilaterals were the ones behind the formation of the EU. So this is where it gets interesting, because the trilateral mentality and the David Rockefeller mentality is this: they want to do away with sovereignty, national borders, and things like that. But what they want to do is they want to click them up into a bigger group, right? So instead of there being like 32 nations individually operating, they'd love for them all to be a part of the EU. Because then you just have to control the EU, and by default, you control all those nations, which is the reason why you've heard them start, talk in the past about the North America Union, which would group Canada, United States, and Mexico together into this North American Union. I'm going to get to this in a second. This was some crazy shit that they were talking about. Aaron Russo was talking about in Freedom to Fascism in like in 2006 when he put that out. He's talking about his conversations with one of the Rockefeller guys and how the Rockefellers were talking about grouping these things up into the Amero, right? It was this North American group. And so once you have that, and then they, you know, would obviously, they're trying to do that to Africa as well, group them up. And then once you've got these big groups together that they control, then you later connect those big pieces into this one world government. So step one, click up all the smaller countries into one more manageable group that you can control, like the EU. And so you look and you say, well, who is behind the formation of the EU? Trilateral guys, because that's what they want. So if they have that mentality for Europe, do they have that same mentality for America? That's the question. And the answer will not surprise you, of course. So let's talk about what the ideology is of the Trilateral Commission, because it's kind of hard to know like what's going on. But they are pro-Marxist and they are pro-socialist. So all of this Marxist behavior that you see happening, especially, let's just use America as an example. It's not to say that it isn't happening elsewhere. Clearly it is. But here where I am in America, we're seeing this everywhere. We're seeing Soros backed prosecutors and attorney generals that are choosing not to prosecute crimes. We're seeing the defund the police movement. We're seeing a lot of things that are, antithetical to having a cohesive society. they are trying to break up society. They are trying to stoke race wars between people. They're trying to get you fighting red versus blue. They're trying to get you to give a shit about January 6th. They're trying to say that everybody's a Nazi. They're trying to soften us up from the inside through things like drag queen story hour and six-year-olds tipping tranny cross-dressing dancers and things like that. They want everybody to read the books My Two Daddies, and they want you to think that 2 + 2 = 5, and it's 5 because we say it's 5, and they want you to think that the climate's gonna, you know, the world's gonna come to an end in 8 years, and they want you to believe nonsensical things, right? They want you to believe fairy tales and fantasy, because if they can break your logical mind and they can convince you to believe that 2 + 2 = 5, then you're done. You're no longer, you're goodbye, so long, nice knowing you. When you get to that point, where you know, and it's a slow process for a lot of people. It's first it's masks, then it's I stand with Ukraine, then it's you know, 2 + 2 = 5, and that's fine because I showed my work. And this is where you get into a point where you break society, much like the brains of people that were broken by COVID. Right, you tell them one thing, you tell them another thing, you tell them, and you get them psychologically traumatized to the point where they crack open and they just go, "Make it stop, make it stop." So that's part of this ideology of the Trilateral Commission as well, is pro-Marxist, pro-socialist. They're against the nation state and they're against the Constitution. Gee, what have we been seeing in the last almost 2 years from the Biden administration? They are pro-Marxist, pro-socialist, against the nation state, and against the Constitution. It's very obvious when you look at things. I mean, okay, I'll give you just some examples right off the top of my head about being against the Constitution. How many unconstitutional decrees has Joe Biden put forth just in his year and a half plus of being the president? Telling everybody that they'll get fired, that you'll get fired if you refuse to accept a vaccine. That's unconstitutional. Saying that you're going to pay off everybody's student loans. That's unconstitutional. I mean, all of these things that he's proposing are easily challengeable in court and have been getting, you know, taken down left, right, and center. But again, you have this sort of rationale or this mentality if you are somebody that adheres to trilateral goals. And once I read the list of trilateral people that have rotated out of the commission and into his administration, then you tell me what we're seeing, because this is a trilateral takeover and it's pretty obvious. Once you know what they once you know what they want, and once you know how they do it and you know what to look for, you'll see it, right? So this is a world shadow government. We've got the World Economic Forum as sort of this face of it all, you know, the face of the world government, not trilaterals. They're a little bit more devious. They're more embedded and less cartoonish, maybe more dangerous too. But so it'll feel a little bit like a World Economic Forum overlap, but that's kind of like the public face. Like Klaus Schwab is the public face, but you don't know about the trilateral people. Like they don't mention that in their bios when they bring them on MSNBC. They don't talk about that. And they'll mention that they're a member of CFR, but they won't mention that they're a member of Trilateral, because that's something that doesn't get talked about. So, again, here's a quote from Zbigniew Brzezinski. Let's read this. This regionalization is in keeping with the Trilateral plan, which calls for a gradual convergence of East and West, ultimately leading towards the goal of one world government. National sovereignty is no longer a viable concept. That's Zbigniew Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller. So, what do they want? What are they trying to do? What's the plan here? Well, they want regional groups that they can control, like the EU. We just talked about that. They want to remove borders and they want to create a North American union with Canada and Mexico. Now, I ask you, if you are trying to create a North American Union with Canada and Mexico. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it would be a huge priority, what would be your priority, again, if you're trying to create a big group and remove the three smaller groups and blend them into one, what would be your priority with maintaining your national borders? Zero? 10 being most important. You're about to do away with borders altogether. Why would you put anybody at the border to enforce the border policy? You wouldn't. What is the Biden administration doing? Are they doing anything to enforce the border policy? No, they are not. Do they know that there are 2 million illegal aliens coming across from the southern border into the U.S. every year? Oh, yeah, they know that very well. They get the numbers. They're allowing it to happen. Why would they allow it to happen? Because they're part of this plan. And it makes sense why there is no, why there is no effort to police the southern border. They don't want it policed. They're about to do away with the southern border in general and the northern border too. That's coming down as well. So, now this sounds like me putting on a tinfoil hat and saying this, right? This sounds like this idea, well, they're not doing this. This is crazy. I mean, if they were actually doing this, it would happen at a much higher level. Like that would be something that the presidents would be involved in. It wouldn't be something that just my little conspiratorial mind would just blurt out. This would have to have the requirement of the president. Oh, wait, I have a quote here. This is from AMLO, the Mexican president. Quote, I think that Mr. Blinken spoke about consolidating the region of North America, and we agree on that. Wait, what? You agree on that? Hang on a second. We don't agree on that. We didn't agree to any of this blurring of borders and everything. This has got to be some sort of massive misunderstanding, right? They can't actually be doing this. Well, perhaps you want to read a letter that Matt Gaetz just sent to Anthony Blinken. Because in this letter, he references what AMLO said, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, the president of Mexico, nicknamed acronym AMLO. So this is what Matt Gaetz is a scumbag too. So I'm not trying to say that he's some fighter for freedom or anything like that. But every now and then these guys put something out there and you go, damn. Okay. So this is what Gaetz said. And Matt Gaetz is some congressional shithead from Florida. So he said this, he wrote this in a letter to Blinken. During a September 12th press conference, after your meeting in Mexico City, President Andres Manuel López Obrador referred to a private conversation where you expressed support for the, quote, consolidation of the North American region. President AMLO continued to say there was a discussion of a regional constitution to be carried out in furtherance of an economic agenda, indicating such features as open borders, shared technology, and the distribution of oil. Such a vision of a North American Union is entirely out of step with Americans' vision for our nation. It is nothing less than a war on American sovereignty. Our citizens have the right to self-determination and self-rule. As a Secretary of State, your mandate is loyalty to the interests of our people, not the economic development of a narco state. So Matt Gaetz just straight out called Anthony Blinken out, the Secretary of State out, for the conversation that he had in private with the President of Mexico, where they talked about open borders, shared technology, distribution of oil, and a regional constitution. I told you I would mention who from Biden's administration used to be trilaterals. Let's start at the top. Anthony Blinken. Big surprise, Secretary of State. The same guy who is having conversations with the president of Mexico discussing regional constitutions, open borders, shared technology, and the distribution of oil. I thought we didn't have any oil. I thought we weren't allowed to drill for oil. President Biden told us that we would go to hell if we did that, that this planet would explode if we drilled for oil. But now we're sharing oil with our borderless brothers in Mexico. And for the record, I got no problem with Mexico. You know, I mean, Mexico's got some problems, but I don't have a problem with Mexico. I don't want to join Mexico. And of course, the president of Mexico is like, oh, yeah, we're on board with this regional. Yeah, of course you are. you be careful what you wish for, though. Going into business with the United States usually ends badly for lots of people. But Anthony Blinken, who had that conversation, is a member of the trilateral. Well, like I said, he can't be an active member now, but he was up until he became Secretary of State. Then he had to drop out. Well, who else is on this list? The Deputy Secretary of State as well, Wendy Sherman. So now we've got two of them. We've got the number one and the number two in the Secretary of State position for that. We have National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is a trilateral member. Okay, again, national security, open borders. Okay, Trilateral Commission wants open borders. They got one of their guys to be in charge of national security. Do you understand how crazy that is? Next, this is going to be a surprise to zero people. U.S. Ambassador to Poland. You don't know who the U.S. Ambassador to Poland is, but I'll tell you, his first name's Mark. You want to guess what his last name is? Brzezinski. You're right. Yes, it's a big news. Son, Minka's brother. So the guy who founded the Trilateral Commission has his son as a member of the Trilateral Commission. He now has to put his membership on ice temporarily so that he can go be the U.S. ambassador to Poland, you know, during a war that's happening in Ukraine. Isn't that convenient? U.S. ambassador to China, also trilateral. That's Nicholas Burns. U.S. ambassador to India, Ken Juster. Director of Domestic Policy Council, Susan Rice. Vice Chairman, Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Lyell Brainard. First Deputy Managing Director of the IMF, David Lipton, trilateral member. Senior Advisor to President for Green Energy Initiative, John Podesta, trilateral member. Is it starting to make sense now? The group that wants to do away with the sovereignty of America has installed all of their people into high-level positions in the Biden administration. And then the Biden administration rolls out all these policies that can best be described as insane. And what do? It starts attacking America from the inside, destroying our sovereignty. We have the Secretary of State not wanting you to know that he's having private conversations with the President of Mexico talking about a shared constitution and open borders. And so now does it make sense why the Biden administration isn't stopping the flow of illegals? Why would they? They're not trying to prevent the border crisis. They want one. They don't want borders. Now, all of this stuff you might say, well, you're speculating here. I'm not speculating here because I know what Trilateral Commission wants. They want open borders. I know who from that group has gone into the Biden administration. And then all you have to do is look at what the Biden administration is doing and say, are their policies and the things that they're putting forth, are they doing anything to help the border out or make it worse? The answer is they're making it worse. Then the only question is it intentional or are they just incompetent? Well, some of them are incompetent. I mean, the press secretary, Sugar Bear, is incompetent, and Kamala Harris is incompetent, and the president of the United States is incompetent. That's a fact. All these people are functionally retarded. But everyone else underneath them, I don't know that they're I don't know that they're dumb. I think they might just be very evil. So look, it's important for us to understand who's moving the strings on the Biden puppet. Okay. And because we know it's not him. And I don't know, you know, that probably makes things worse. You know, he's a mean, senile old man, hypocritical, pathological liar, pedophile, you know, screwed up his family, grifting at a high level. You know, Joe Biden is a horrible person, measurable, lying about everything, lies about law school, lies about how his family died. I mean, who makes up shit like that? He's a bad liar, but he also, there's no line he won't cross in telling a lie. He panders to every part of every community, and then they catch him on a hot mic talking about black people. And, you know, I mean, he hates you. If you don't look exactly like him, he hates you and thinks you're beneath him. But he is not in charge. He's just not in charge. He's a figurehead. So you have to ask who's really in charge. Well, I just gave you the list. Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, Vice Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Board of Governors. The guy who's in charge of the green energy technology, the guy that you're going to give several hundred billion dollars to, is not only a member of the Trilateral Commission, it's also John Podesta. $65,000 worth of hot dogs Obama's flying in from Chicago, right, John? Or should I call you Skippy? These are the people that are running the country, okay? They have deep ties. They have foreign allegiances. They have an interest in creating a one-world government in which they are in charge, and you are either dead or work for them. So, look, I have no interest in any of this. I think it's important, though, not to let this stuff get us down, because we're not going to function well if we're just like throwing our hands up saying, what's the point? Why do we even bother with these people? No, no. We have to get honest about who's in charge. We have to know who they are so that when we hear them speak, we know that it's not just them. When I hear Anthony Blinken speak, you know, from this moment on, you just envision a big Trilateral Commission patch right on his jacket. And then also remember that his family and the Maxwells are very close. So he's tied into that pedophile network as well. So, but of course, again, no surprise when you've got John Podesta, who's also tied into that pedophile network and deeply connected with Epstein as well, and sitting on the Trilateral Commission. Because if there's one thing we know about the Trilateral Commission, they really screen those applicants before they bring them in, you know. Sex trafficking, blackmail operators, and all. Hey, if you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. The Octopus of GlobalControl.com is the website. You can follow me on Twitter at Macroaggressions. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.